On today's show, Sergio Marchionne wants to build cars for Apple. Ford upgrades its commercial lineup, and Goodyear develops tires for autonomous vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 3rd of 2016. Last year, FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne openly talked about wanting to merge with another automaker. No one was interested, but now Bloomberg reports Sergio has his eyes set on Apple. As you know, the tech company is developing its own electric vehicle, and Marchionne wants to build it for them. He says that it would be easier for an automaker to produce the vehicle rather than Apple trying to build its own car. He's probably right. And as we reported earlier in the week, Marchionne wants to eliminate the company's debt and boost its profit in the next 2 years, and a partnership with Apple would definitely help that effort. We've shown you a number of new vehicles from the Geneva show, but there was more than just cars. Goodyear revealed a couple of concept tires that were developed for autonomous vehicles. The first is a spherically shaped tire called the Eagle 360. The tread is 3D printed, and it's designed to stiffen in dry conditions and soften when wet for optimal driving performance. The tires are connected to the car by magnetic levitation and feature sensors to register road conditions to adjust the speed of the vehicle. That info can also be communicated to other vehicles on the road. The tires are also very maneuverable because they are spheres. They can reposition themselves so they wear properly and fewer parking spaces are needed because the tires can move in all directions. The second tire is called IntelliGrip, and it looks more like a traditional tire. It features sensors that detect road conditions and relay that info to the car. It's interesting to see even tire makers are preparing for an autonomous future. And still to come, a new survey shows that most customers are oblivious to incidents of cars being hacked.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Ford announced upgrades to its Super Duty lineup. The chassis cab for the F-350, 450, and 550 now boast a best-in-class front gross axle rating of 7,500 pounds, 250 more than its highest competitor. And its gross combined weight rating is now best-in-class at 40,000 pounds. A new 6.7-liter V8 diesel is now available for the F-650 and 750, which is mated to a 6-speed automatic. It comes in three different power levels that range from 270 horsepower to 330 horses and 675 pound-feet of torque to 725. And in other Ford commercial vehicle news, the 2017 Transit lineup has been updated. The larger Transit is now available with a walk-through center console and passenger side power running boards, and Sync 3 is now available for the Transit Connect. Last week, Nissan disabled an app for the Leaf after a researcher was able to remotely hack into the car. And last year, FCA had to recall 1.4 million vehicles after hackers hacked into a Jeep Cherokee through its Uconnect system. As cars become more connected, incidents like these will become more common. So you would think drivers would be on the lookout for them, but that's not the case. A new survey from Kelley Blue Book found that 3/4 of people were not able to remember any instance of a vehicle being hacked in the last year. KBB also found that a bit more than half of consumers feel that OEMs are the most responsible to protecting their vehicles from hackers. Coming up next, why some companies are wasting money on DOT inspections.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
A commercial vehicle can be defined in a few different ways. A vehicle that has a single rating of 10,001 pounds or more, a combined rating of 10,001 pounds or more, or a vehicle with a loaded weight of 10,001 pounds or more. But businesses that operate these types of vehicles are supposed to get an annual DOT inspection to ensure they're safe. Here's a look at the form with all the system and components that need to be inspected. In the upper section, you'll notice the person doing the inspection needs to fill in their name and check a box saying that they meet the qualification requirements. Now, many companies will send their vehicles out to a facility to have them inspected, which from my experience can cost in the $100 range. But here's the thing, they might not have to send them out. The qualification requirements are really not all that demanding. A person can perform the inspection by reason of experience. Now, that doesn't mean that any old person can properly do the inspection, but many times businesses have in-house mechanics or a person that performs all the work on their vehicles. These people would have an intimate knowledge of the vehicles and the system and components that are covered in the inspection. So companies could save money by having someone they already employ do the DOT inspection for them. Or it could be a good way for independent shops and dealerships to drum up some extra business by advertising that they do the inspections. Not only would they get the money from the inspection, but if a problem is found, the company almost has to fix it. Otherwise, they won't get their certification for a past inspection. We did them at the shop that I worked at, and it was a good way for us to expand into a new area. And get ready for a fascinating after hours later today when we bring you the story about the Detroit bar that helped create the Detroit car. Host Gary Vasilash is joined by an all-star panel, including renowned author A.J. Baim, the Henry Ford Museum's transportation curator, Matt Anderson, and Detroit historian, Dan Austin. And if that wasn't enough, we've got a couple of exclusive on-site interviews from this week's Kia event in California. All that and more coming up on AAH later today. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.